Inside the Law is presented to educate listeners in Monmouth and Ocean counties about legal issues. The opinions expressed by the host, guests, and phone callers are strictly their own and do not necessarily reflect those of Town Square Media and are not intended to be a substitute for personal legal advice from your own attorney.
Your questions and comments are welcome at 732-505-1160. Inside the Law, talk radio for the Jersey Shore.
Good morning, Monmouth and Ocean counties and everyone out there listening in on the Internet. I'm Doug Hull of the law firm of Novi & Associates. We're the law firm that specializes in elder law, which includes asset protection, Medicaid planning, guardianship, trust and estate planning, administration, and litigation. And you're listening live to Inside the Law on 1160 WOBM AM in Ocean County and 1310 AM in Monmouth County. And it's available all over the world on WOBMAM.com. Now, you know the format. Each show, we take you, the listener, inside the law to learn about an issue or a topic of interest. Today, we'll be discussing adult daycare as a caretaking option for seniors. Our guest for the show is Allison Truisi, the Director of Marketing at the Regency Memory Care Club in Toms River. And today, among the things that we'll be discussing are available models of care, recreating and respite, and beyond the senior center. Now, should you have any questions about the issues that we're discussing today or any other legal questions, we welcome the calls. Please call in to 732-505-1160. That's 732-505-1160. Our sound engineer today is Lauren, and she'll help to get you on the air. Allison, how are you today?
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having us.
Well, it's certainly our pleasure. You know, we hear, and I guess this term was originally used many years ago, where they talked about the graying of America. As America and I continue to gray, more and more issues come up about available care, you know, for our senior population, various needs that the senior population may have and how they can best be addressed. And maybe, just maybe, as part of that that dialogue or that, you know, analysis, we think more about what some other you know, populations or cultures might have about providing better care for our seniors and respecting them for, you know, for what they've done and for what they continue to be able to do. Now, you know, we've had various people on the show at different times talking about nursing homes, assisted living, in-home care, but as I understand it, that's not what you people at the Regency are all about. So can you just, you know, before we get into any details, can you just give us an overview of what is the Regency?
Right, absolutely. So our goal, as well as the goal of most families, I would say, is to keep your loved one at home as long as possible. You know, when you take them out of their environment, it's a rough conversation, and unfortunately, a lot of times there will be a decline. So that's what we're here for. So the Regency Club, we're a social club. We have fun, point blank. We're a very unique model in that we cater specifically to a memory care population. So anyone that is struggling with any form of memory loss will absolutely benefit from our club. If you talk to any doctor, they will absolutely recommend that if you're struggling with memory loss, the most important thing is that you use your brain. The mind is a muscle. I'm stealing my boss's analogy, but similar to if you had arthritis, you would do physical therapy to recover. If you're having memory loss, the most important thing you can do is exercise your mind. And that's what we do. So at our club, we, from the time we start in the morning to the time where we close at night, we are constantly exercising the brain. We provide the socialization that you a lot of times don't get at home and won't get in an assisted living. And we're catering specifically to that population in our activities.
Allison, I think in your brief comments, you mentioned two things that I think are very important. One is the fact that the vast majority of people, not everyone, but the majority of people would like to, and the term these days is age in place.
Absolutely.
Because they would like, if at all possible, to remain home.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing you were talking about is mental activity. I know one doctor that our office has had a lot of dealings with, a phrase that he often used was, the more you do, the more you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And he would encourage people who maybe were just beginning with memory loss to try to do things on their own. And then if they needed a little bit of assistance from a family member, okay, let them assist you. But don't just hand it to them and say, here, do this. This is too hard for me. Because when you start, giving up doing those things, it then kind of becomes difficult to, pick up where you left off and do
Absolutely.
It in the future.
Absolutely. And I equate it to, so this year, unfortunately, I had the flu for the first time in my entire life. Being stuck in bed for 4 days straight, trying to get out of bed and get back to a normal routine was difficult. I kind of equate that to struggles. If you're not socializing at home, if you're not participating in activities, the longer that you stay home and stay stagnant, the harder it's going to be to get out. So that's what we're here for.
Okay. Now, Allison, can you give the listeners an idea of what a typical day may be, at the Regency?
I love this question because this is one of my favorite parts about my job is there really is no typical day. Every day is so different. There's always something new and exciting going on. I would say the standard themes every morning, so three meals a day are included with our program. We provide transportation. So we'll pick you up in the morning. You get to the club. We have a wonderful breakfast, which Nicole cooks for everyone, and it's delicious. She cooks me breakfast once a few times a week, too. And then we do some sort of physical activity, senior Zumba, something like that, just to, warm everyone up physically as well as mentally. We do a lot of brain games. And then three times a week, we have live entertainment in the club, which is so, so nice. So we'll have performers or bands come into the club, perform for about an hour after lunch, and the club just comes alive. I mean, I've never seen so many people dance in my life. I've literally been dragged from my desk to start dancing. It's so much fun. The days that we don't have live entertainment, we do outings. For instance, where do we go? Yesterday we went to Blue Fountain. Earlier in the week we went to Applebee's. On Sundays we do outings. This time of year, unfortunately, well, I guess fortunately, with the weather, it's a lot of lunch outings. But once it gets warmer, we'll do the beach. We go to the aquarium. We want people to not feel like they're stuck in the club. I think that's very important with this population is they don't want to feel like they're stuck somewhere. This is kind of a transition between being at home and an assisted living. So the last thing that we want is for them to feel like they're stuck in this facility. So we try to get them out as much as possible.
Allison, one of the things you just mentioned is transportation. You provide the transportation to the people coming to the Regency?
Absolutely. Huge, huge perk. We do provide transportation. We have two vans available, two town cars, and we really work around your schedule. So our hours at the club, which I didn't touch on, we're open Sunday through Friday, only closed on Saturday, and we're open 8 to 7. we really work around your schedule, which is nice because in a lot of facilities, you kind of have to work into their schedule, and it might not always work for you. The daughter might be the caregiver, and she may have to leave for work at 9 o'clock and doesn't want to leave mom alone. So we can provide transportation ahead of time. Our drivers will come to the house, go in the house, make sure that mom is all ready to go, has her coat on, which is so important. If they're living alone, we make sure that they're ready to go before we bring them out, assist them into the car, and then we drive them to the club. We go right now as far north as probably like Brick, Point Pleasant, as far south as Waretown and Jackson and Whiting area. So our geographical reach is pretty broad. And one of the best things about our transportation, and I know our transportation team, if they're listening, will kill me for saying this, is that they are so flexible. We want this to be an added benefit, not an added stressor. So if something happens and, say, mom wakes up and isn't feeling well, you just give me a call, we won't come that day. Or vice versa, mom didn't sleep through the night, you have a last-minute meeting, whatever the case is, you can call us and we'll run out and grab you. So the transportation has been a huge benefit to a lot of our families. Another added perk is, which I'm sure you've seen a lot of times with this population, they don't necessarily, a lot of times their license gets taken away. And in that case, that's one of the most difficult conversations that our families have because they lose their sense of independence. So for them not to have to rely on a family member to bring them, to get, you know, their car coming to pick them up, to take them to their club, it's this whole new sense of independence that may have been taken away from them before. So it's been huge for our families.
I was about to say, I think that, you know, it provides an obvious service to the person coming to the Regency, but it's also a service to those who are trying to assist in the person's care.
Right.
I'd just like to remind our listeners that you're listening to Inside the Law on 1160 WOBM AM in Ocean County and 1310 AM in Monmouth County. If anybody has a question about the issues that we're talking about today or any other legal questions, the number to call is 732-505-1160. Allison, as far as the people that are coming to the Regency, and what is the correct term to use for those who are coming?
Our members.
Members.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's their club, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So as far as the members are concerned, is there a specific amount of time per day or a specific number of days per week that they must come, or is it somewhat flexible?
Completely flexible. We understand that we're fitting into these people's lives, so we're flexible. You know, we have a lot of different options in terms of hours at the club. We can even do hourly, which, to be honest, most people don't take advantage of because once they get to the club, they want to stay. And then as far as how often you come during the week, it's completely up to you, which is very nice. I mean, schedules can change. We like to have schedules on a weekly basis, but schedules can change every week or as the member progresses with the disease or the memory loss, we can adjust to fit any new changes and adjust the schedule at the club.
Okay. Now, I know that there are some communities out there. I know Toms River has a Toms River Senior Center. I believe that there may be some church organizations that have senior centers. What distinguishes the Regency from those types of operations?
So it's very interesting because we are such a unique model. We just celebrated our 7-year anniversary last week, and I would say after 7 years, we're still educating the population on how we differentiate from the typical senior center or the adult daycare. Our parent company actually also owns 3 adult daycares. And the Regency Club was born out of a need. We saw this members coming in suffering from memory loss. And with the adult daycare, it's a very diverse population. It was very confusing to them. It wasn't necessarily their peers. It needed to be a very specific group. So the Regency was born. So not only do you get that specific group of people suffering from memory loss, which is very important, because if you're in a senior center or if you're going to an adult daycare and you are suffering from memory loss, sometimes it can be a little intimidating. Oh my gosh, what if I trip on my words? What if I say the wrong thing? And people will become very introverted. In our environment, it's a safe environment. It's comfortable. So they're not afraid to make a mistake or stumble on their words, because chances are someone else is going to. So it's very unique in that sense. The other thing is all of our employees, they're all CNAs, and they're all trained through the Alzheimer's Association. So we're geared specifically towards memory loss in all of our activities. Our team is trained in redirecting, which is very, very important with memory loss. It can get very frustrating if you're trying to get a word out and it's not working. And so redirecting is very, very important. And the activities that we do are very specific to people suffering from memory loss. So sometimes they're geared down a little bit so as to not create a frustration. So it's a very niche market, but there's a demand for it.
Allison, before the show, we were talking briefly about some of the subjects that involve the type of care that the Regency is providing, and I think you just touched on something that maybe if you could just provide a couple of additional comments. I think it might be of an assistance to some of our listeners, which is when you were using the term redirecting.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were talking before about how different family members deal with their loved one suffering from memory loss, and how some family members, not because they're trying to give the person a hard time, they're trying to be helpful, but they kind of deal with a means of correcting mm-hmm. them, pointing out the memory loss, while others try to, for lack of a better term, schmooze over the situation. Can you just kind of elaborate on that a little bit, and maybe what you've seen at the Regency as far as how the members react to those different, very different techniques.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we get it. It is a very frustrating disease. It's hard to deal with, especially from the caregiver standpoint. All of a sudden, your loved one is different than you remember. And I think what you touched on, that correcting, is just an inherent reaction that people have. They're messing up on their sentence. Oh, no, this is what you meant to say. Let me fix it. But that's not necessarily the best thing. That's just going to create frustration. So like what I was saying at this morning, in my rule of thumb is, unless that it's a situation where their safety is at risk, it's kind of better to, like you said, just schmooze over it. Certain times, just correcting them is only going to frustrate them anymore. And if it's not going to help the situation, I don't think it's worth putting your loved one through that. In terms of redirecting, what we do at the club a lot is, say there's a certain activity that everyone's, or the majority of the people are participating in, and for some reason one of our members is struggling with it. That's fine. Rather than let them sit there and struggle and get more and more frustrated, we'll just redirect them with another activity. Or, unfortunately, with this disease, a lot of times there are behavioral issues due to this frustration, which I get. So if there starts to become this anxiety or stress or anger that's coming from the member, redirecting them and focusing their attention on something else is a really, really important way to just kind of calm them down. And it's a necessary skill that people dealing with someone that has this disease needs to be comfortable with.
Allison, you've touched upon a number of components of your program that deal with socialization. Now, I know I've heard over the years a number of people when talking about their loved ones' interaction with others and participation in activities, and sometimes I've heard it from the person themselves, where they say, "Look, I'm just not a particularly social person. I'm not a joiner. Just leave me alone. Let me read my book, do my crossword puzzle, or whatever. I'll be very happy. You know, mm-hmm. it's less effort for you. You know, just leave me alone." Do you encounter that type of an attitude at the Regency, and if so, how do you deal with it?
Absolutely. I mean, I wish I could say that from the get-go, everyone was 100% on board, excited to come to the club, really excited to meet new people, but that's just not the case. I mean, you're taking these people out of their comfort zone, putting them in a new environment with new people, new activities. They're uncomfortable. I get it. So there's definitely a transition period for us. The first couple of weeks at the club is what we call our orientation, where the new member will be partnered up with one of our staff members. We call it like a buddy system, and they'll ensure that they are sitting with appropriate people, people that have similar interests, similar levels, so that they are participating. Really, really important. Those first 2 weeks are so important, and I always tell the families, just trust me, we've done this. If we get through those past 2 weeks, I promise you mom or dad will be asking to come to the club. First couple weeks, they're probably not going to, but once we get over that hump, it's smooth sailing. Now, in terms of people that really just aren't social, which we've had, you know, my husband was never social. He never liked to go out. He keeps to himself. He reads a book. If he never had to talk to anyone, he'd be perfectly content. And the interesting thing about memory loss and about Alzheimer's, dementia, and these various diseases is there's personality changes. So, I mean, I get it. The family that the person that you know was not social, but when you put this person in a social environment now, they may react completely differently. And if that's not the case, then okay, they'll be doing their crossword puzzle, but they'll be doing their crossword puzzle at a table with a bunch of other guys with similar interests, and they'll start chit-chatting, and it's a much more, it might not be the most social environment, but it's a much more social environment than just sitting at home doing it alone. One of the things that I touched on earlier, and we talked at lunch, is we do go out to lunch twice a week. So, I mean, who doesn't like to go out to lunch? And that's a great excuse to be social, even if it's just for that hour and a half. It's something different, and it's a change from what you'd be doing at home.
Great. Allison, we're going to be, you know, taking a break in a couple of minutes, but one thing conspicuous by its absence in our conversation so far today, which I'd like to address right now, is for you to indicate to our listeners exactly where the Regency is and the various means that are available for them to contact you to find out more about the Regency, to inquire about utilizing your services, et cetera.
Absolutely. So we are in Toms River. We're right on Route 37. We are in a shopping plaza. There's Walgreens. I mean, you've probably driven by it a million times and not known we're there. We're deceptively large. From the outside, we look very tiny. You can check out our website at regencymemorycare.com. Ton of great information on there. Or give us a call at the club. The phone number is 732-286-2000. 2220. You can ask for myself, Allie, or any of our other staff would be absolutely willing to give you more information and explain the club a little bit more further in detail.
I dare say that there have been any number of people who have gone to the movies.
Absolutely.
In that shopping center and haven't been aware of the Regency being there, but it is, you know, very very well located. Okay, we're going to be taking a short break right now, and then after the break, we'll be back for more information about the Regency and other topics of interest.
Is Tommy asleep?
Yes. Thanks for tackling the dishes. I'll dry.
I stopped in to check on Dad after work.
Oh, how is he?
Fine. He's thinking about moving to assisted living, and he brought up the topic of his will.
Well, that's a pretty gloomy topic.
Not really. All his life, Dad has been such a planner. You know, dots all of his I's and crosses all of his T's, and he asked if we have wills as well.
Us? But we're still young.
Yes, but think about it. If something, heaven forbid, ever happens to us, what happens to Tommy?
Oh, I never thought about that.
Neither have I, till Dad brought it up.
Well, then perhaps we should get in touch with a lawyer to take care of this matter as soon as possible.
From creating or revising a will to knowing what your legal obligations are when buying or selling a home, understanding taxes or needing help with assisted living, depend on valuable guidance from Novi & Associates in Manchester and Seagirt. They've been helping people of all ages easily understand legal concepts that will affect them and their families. Call Novi & Associates today at 732-657-0600 or visit online at novilaw.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Doug Hull of Novi & Associates, and you're listening live today to Inside the Law on 1160 WOBM AM in Ocean County and 1310 AM in Monmouth County. Our guest today is Allison Truisi, who's the marketing director of the Regency Memory Care Club on Route 37 in Toms River. We've been talking about the benefits available through the Regency, and we'd like to remind our listeners, if you have any questions about the topic today or any other legal questions, the call-in number is 732-505-1160. Okay. Before we get back in to the topic at hand, I'd just like to remind our listeners that if anyone is a member of a civic group or organization and is interested in having someone come speak to their group, please feel free to contact our office at 732-657-0600, and we'll be glad to try to set something up. Our office does provide speakers at speaking engagements on a regular basis. I know coming up on the 20th, Jason Wyatt of our office will be speaking about estate planning at the Monmouth County Library in Manalapan. And then on the 25th, Bob Novi will be speaking at Sunrise in Wall. So if you need a speaker, feel free to call us at 732-657-0600. If anybody has a question that they feel would appropriately be addressed on the show, please feel free to contact us. And if the question is dealt with on the show, a gift certificate to a local restaurant will be provided. You can find out more about our firm at www.novilaw.com. Or by, you know, calling the phone number. And I'd like to remind you that we do have two offices. The Ocean County office is at 2915 Ridgeway Road in Manchester. And then we have an office in Monmouth County on an appointment-only basis, which is at 2150 Highway 35, which is in the Brook 35 Plaza in Seagirt. Allison, one thing you mentioned, and maybe we could just touch on briefly, was you were talking about Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. I think all too frequently some people think that if you have dementia, you have Alzheimer's. That's that's the only cause of dementia. Do you want to just touch on that briefly, because that's not the case?
Yeah, any form of memory loss it's kind of confusing, and we were talking about it before. It's, I think, only recently has Alzheimer's, dementia, any of these things really been given the public light that they deserve, because as we know, all too many families are affected by this disease. But memory form can come in a number of, or memory loss can come in a number of different forms. So, I mean, we have some members that have memory loss due to a stroke. There's memory loss due to early onset Alzheimer's. There's a variety of different types of dementia. Alzheimer's is just one of them.
And there are certain forms of memory loss or sometimes behavioral issues that can be very effectively, you know, treated. They can be cardiovascular in
Absolutely.
Nature, or you indicated that pretty frequently you see that UTIs can result in a difference in a person's, you know, mental functioning.
Absolutely. UTIs are very common with the elderly. It's very important to be drinking a lot of water, and sometimes that doesn't happen. And we've seen a lot of behavioral issues arise at our club with members suffering from memory loss that get a UTI and kind of act out. So, yeah, it's very important that when there are behavioral changes, you don't automatically chalk it up to the disease. There could be an underlying physical reason for it.
Now, is it fair to assume, and I always get told what happens when you assume, but, that at a certain point, if a person is exhibiting significant behavioral issues, that might go beyond the scope of what you can reasonably provide at the Regency?
Absolutely. Our goal with any family, any member, is to be a long-term solution, but we know that's not always realistic. So what's so great is that with our program, you know, we not only keep them in the house for as long as possible, but when it comes time that you do have to make the jump to an assisted living or a nursing home or something like that, we're a resource for you. We've been in the community for a long time. We have a lot of connections. We've dealt with a lot of people in the healthcare industry, so we can help and be your guide on this journey. We also have a wonderful setup with a local assisted living where the member can continue to come to our club during the day and go to that assisted living at night just for overnight care, for a respite for the family, which is so nice, because a lot of times when you take the family member directly out of their house into an assisted living, like I talked about before, you're taking them out of their environment, you will see, sadly see a decline. So this, we kind of become the constant, we become their home. They're just going somewhere else to sleep. And that's been hugely, hugely beneficial for families.
Now, Allison, you know, while there are certainly benefits to the member for, you know, coming to the Regency and availing themselves of the activities there, I think you touched upon another benefit, which is the respite available to the family member to enable them to, you know, catch their breath, get some things taken care of, you know, go to work or whatever. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. I think, like you said, just maybe if not more important, is it that the caregiver gets a break, because as we know, caregiver burnout is a real thing. And when you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, caring for somebody else, you put yourself on the back burner. And that's not fair. You need to put yourself first, too, because you need to be there for this person. They're relying on you. So it's very important that you still take care of yourself. And if we can help take some of that, I hate to use the word burden, but take some of that off of your plate one or two times a week, so that you can just focus on yourself, it's incredibly important.
In addition to the you know, the meals and the recreation, the activities, the oversight, all of those benefits that are provided at the Regency. Do you offer any other, like, personal care services of any type?
Absolutely. So all of our staff, as I mentioned before, are all CNAs, so they're certified. They can help with toileting if that's an issue. We have a shower on site, which has been wonderful. We can give your loved one as little or as much privacy as they need. Sometimes either the shower at home is not necessarily as safe as ours, or it's just a struggle. We can take that off your plate. We have members that come in the morning in their pajamas. We pick them up in their PJs. They bring a little bag with them. They get ready at the club and start their day there. And it's just one less thing that the loved one at home has to worry about. And it's all included, so why not take advantage of it? In addition, we also have a beautician on site, which the ladies absolutely love. So we do the hair. We can set it. We can dye it, cut it. We can do shaves for the men. We do nails. I mean, it's really a full service day. If the family member's coming for the full day, really they're just coming home to you to sleep, and that's ideal. The other thing, off topic, a lot of times what I'll find with these families is that their loved one is awake at night, having trouble sleeping, or, God forbid, wandering at night. A lot of times the reason for that is that they're really not active during the day. You know as well as I do, if you're not active during the day, you're going to be up at night. So another thing that the club really helps with is getting them out during the day. They come home to you and they are tired. And I think that's a blessing to all of our caregivers for sure.
Okay. Now, is there a particular, and I know you're focused on those who are having some memory issues, but is there a particular type of person who most benefits from the type of services provided at the Regency?
I think ideally for us, and we would love to have the people that are early stages, just getting a little bit forgetful, because the sooner that you start treating this, the longer that you can keep them at home. So I think, you know, when you're a little bit confused, that is the ideal time. And I'll have a lot of family members that say, you know, I don't think Dad's ready for this yet. I don't know, what are you waiting for? Ready for what? All we do is have a good time, ready to get out and go out to lunch, not ready to dance. Like, I'm not really sure. So that's the ideal time. Obviously, that being said, as they progress with the disease, we have the necessary staff and services to help. But, I mean, I can only encourage people, the earlier that you start, the better.
Now, you know, one of the issues that we haven't, you know, talked about, and it's an issue that's involved in all types of care and assistance, you know, for our population, is the cost. Can a person who's living on the classic fixed income afford your program?
Absolutely. So hand in hand with how flexible our hours are, our fees are just as flexible. So we really work around any budget. Ideally, we want members in 3 times a week at the minimum, because that's the way you see the most benefit from our memory care program. But that being said, we understand that everyone's finances are different. And if we can only do once a week, if we can only do a half a day, even if we can only do a couple of hours, it's better than nothing. So we're very, very flexible. There's also a grant available through the Alzheimer's Association. It's a $1,000 once-in-a-lifetime grant that can be used towards our program. It's a wonderful service, and that we encourage families to take advantage of that and at least start the program that way. And there's also, if family members have a long-term care insurance policy, majority of the time that will cover our services as well. So there's a lot of options out there.
Okay. I think we have a caller.
All right.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
Hi, Ron.
Good morning, Mr. Hall and Allison. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
What can we do for you?
Just a quick question. Is there any way to make sure or kind of force a loved one into adult daycare? We think the services that the Regency provides are perfect for mom. They'll help dad with taking care of her, but she just won't go. She physically will not go.
Right. Like I said before, I mean, we encounter this with a lot of families. The first 2 weeks are very difficult, but we've been doing this for a long time. We're very good at what we do. I think it's kind of baby steps. So in the beginning, I'll come to the house. I'll talk to mom so she's comfortable with me. She doesn't want to come that day, no problem. We will never force them out of their house. We'll only encourage. The next day, I'll invite mom out to lunch. Maybe she'll come for a couple of hours. She gets antsy. We send her home. We never want to push her too much that it becomes overwhelming. And as we gradually build up, the more often that she comes, the more comfortable she's going to get with us. So it's a process for sure, but the payoff is absolutely worth it.
Okay, great. So you guys really work to build that relationship before there's anything.
Yes, 1,000%. 1,000%. As long as the families are on board with us, we can make it work.
Okay, that's great to know.
All right.
Be sure to give you guys a call. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Ron.
This has been an eye-opener. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks for calling. Have a good weekend. You know, one thing that was mentioned there, and it's maybe slightly off topic, but I would just like to address it. You know, one of the things we were talking about before the show is that consistency in the life of a person who's suffering memory loss is very important. You don't want to be shuttling them from place to place. So go spend 3 months with this person, then go spend 3 months with this other person, you know, et cetera, because it creates
confusion.
Confusion and an added stressor.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that was brought up is you know, if the person is resistant, from a legal standpoint, never mind the practical, one thing that you have to kind of recognize is that if the person is mentally competent, they can make whatever decisions they wish to make, whether they happen to be good or bad. Now, sometimes people will have planned ahead, given a power of attorney to hopefully a loved one, and that person wants to make appropriate arrangements for them, for their care, and maybe amongst those things is to arrange for services at the Regency. If the person is still competent, then while the person who has the power of attorney may have made the arrangements and the vast majority of the populace would agree that this makes absolute good sense, if the proposed new member doesn't wish to come, you really can't force them to. And I'm sure the benefits at the Regency kind of sell themselves. But if the person still nevertheless resists, you can't force them. Now, if on the other hand, the person is not mentally competent and the term that's the term of art that's used is incapacitated, then if the person is not doing something which is really necessary for their well-being, you can go through a court proceeding for a guardianship, which takes away the person's ability to act for themselves. But it is a costly, you know, process. So I certainly wouldn't encourage people to do it unless it's absolutely necessary. You know, if there is an existing power of attorney, by all means, try to go that route. But sometimes the person does create a danger to themselves and a guardianship kind of becomes, inevitable. You know, Allison, we were talking about the cost factor and you were mentioning the existence of that grant, which I,
I had never heard of, and that sounds, you know, really wonderful. But you also mentioned that most long-term care policies, you know, will provide coverage. Is your program covered by Medicaid, Medicare, or you know, traditional health insurance or anything like that?
Right. Unfortunately, we're not. As you know, they cover very little. But because we are a social club, we're not covered by any of those. But like I said, through the Alzheimer's grant, through our flexible options, we normally find a way to make it work. And I think it's the services themselves, if you compare it to a traditional medical daycare, are worth it.
You know, one thing that may wind up being of some interest, just recently, Medicaid has expanded their services, might made them a little bit more confusing, but expanded them. Because up until that point, Medicaid which is a need-based program where you have to meet the asset and income eligibility requirements, but it would provide care for an appropriate person in a nursing home. It might provide care for an appropriate person in assisted living, but it provided little or no care for a person who was remaining at home. Now they're expanding the at-home services available, provided that, you know, you meet the requirements and that the HMO organization who's responsible for that person's care decisions determines that care is necessary and appropriate. So it strikes me that it's not beyond the realm of possibility that at some point in the future your type of service might be something that Medicaid might be willing to at least partially pay for.
We want our services to reach as many people as possible, so that's why we offer so many flexible options to work with people. If Medicaid becomes an option, it just expands our reach.
Now, how is it that your services are, at least in your opinion, more beneficial than a person remaining at home with an aide coming to the person?
So aside from the differences that I spoke about before, where we have the people trained through the Alzheimer's Association specifically for this disease, when you have an aide at home, there's only so much socialization you can do one-on-one. I mean, you know this as well as I do. You're sitting at home with just your wife. I'm sure you love her, but you get a group of people. It's a very different environment. So just getting them out and getting them into an environment with multiple people is so, so important. They're sitting at home with an aide. Inevitably, the aide will probably end up just being their companion to watch TV, which is not what we want. So while I think an aide is a very, very great option for overnight care, for people that aren't able to leave the house for a variety of other reasons, I think with the specific memory care population, you need the stimulation that only comes with a larger group of people.
Allison, one of the issues that, you know, so many of our older population, and sometimes not so old, that have to deal with is the importance of taking our meds.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with the with taking meds at the Regency?
So it's a very secure process. The caregiver would give the driver the medication, or they can drop it off at the club and we can keep it there, and we queue. So what happens is, you know, 12 o'clock, Betty has to take her medication. Our program director will come out, give Betty her medication, give her a cup of water, and physically watch her take it. And like you said, it's so, so important. I mean, we have a number of members that are still living at home, but living alone, and the children aren't so close. They come to us 6 days a week. It's imperative that they get their medication. So, again, just one less thing that the families have to worry about, because it's definitely being taken care of.
Great. Allison, you know, before we start to wrap up, I would ask that you once again give our listeners contact information so that they can reach you and others at the Regency to learn more about options available to them and the benefits that you can provide.
Wow, that flew by. I was nervous, but it went like that. So like I said, our website, regencymemorycare.com, has a lot of great information, or you can always call us at that club, 732-286-2220. We can answer any questions you have. And I encourage anyone to just stop by. I think it's the kind of place that you need to see to believe. We do tours on a daily basis. We have a really great event coming up on Tuesday, our St. Patrick's Day event. If anyone's in the area, it would be a great time to stop by, and I'd love to give you a tour.
Just one other thing, is the Regency, you know, part of a chain, or is it, you know, really a self-centered, you know, situation here in Ocean County?
Right now, we're the one and only. We are hoping to expand and open up another facility coming this summer in Paramus. But we really like to be hands-on. We our CEO is just as involved as our staff at each individual club. So it's important that we keep it this family atmosphere that that the company was founded on.
Great. Okay, you know, we'd like to remind our listeners that you've listened on Inside the Law today at 1160 WOBM AM in Ocean County and 1310 AM in Monmouth County. If anyone out there has any questions regarding the show, Allison has been kind enough to provide her contact information for the Regency. If you have any questions to direct to our office, either about the Regency or about any other legal questions, and you didn't call in today, please feel free to call the office at 732-657-0600 Monday through Friday, or you can send an email to info@novylaw, that's N-O-V-Y-L-A-W, .com. We'd also like to remind our listeners that our office is a member of the Senior Resource Alliance. This is a group of local businesses that all specialize in senior needs, and this includes caregivers, independent, assisted living, nursing home care, real estate, movers, financial advisors, and funeral directors. So if anyone has an elder law or an elder care question, and they need a professional in one of those areas, you can certainly feel free to call us at 732-657-0600 or email us, and we'll try to direct it, you know, to the appropriate people. You know, we feel very fortunate at Novene Associates to have the opportunity to bring information about things related to elder care, such as the fine services being provided at the Regency, and to bring that to the attention of our listeners. We think it's kind of an opportunity to provide a value-added service. I know that we have had a number of our clients utilize the services at the Regency. And I can honestly say that we've never had any, you know, feedback from any of them expressing displeasure. So we'd like to thank everybody at WOBM AM and you, our listeners, for your interest in the show. Have a great weekend and be safe. Thanks.